Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show. This is your host, Marcia Carnicelli Minor, and it is an absolute joy to have you with us each and every week here on Fridays at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And just to share with you in the beginning of the show, I'm just healing a little bit from something going on with my voice. So if I'm sounding a little different, that is why. And actually, I've had a number of people tell me I should keep this voice. But anyway, again, you are listening to Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show, produced by the Healthy Referral newspaper. And we have been blessed through these 24 years, of which we have been publishing the full-size newspaper called The Healthy Referral, which is all about you and the wonderful things that you are doing on the planet having to do with preventive natural health, personal growth, positive news, and anything else that adds to the wholesomeness of our planet and our world. It's a joy to have so many new listeners every week. We are able to check in and see the increase in numbers, both for the live shows like we're doing today. And as many of you know, the shows are also available 24/7 in the on-demand or archive section of blogtalkradio.com/mindyourbodyandspirit, all written out. And of course, that's the link that a lot of you are listening to today, as well as some of you actually calling in, because you are able to call in and listen. We do not necessarily take callers all the time, but you're welcome to call in by phone, which is 347-843-4709, and join us by way of telephone. We want to share a little bit in the initial beginning of the show having to do with happiness. Happiness is, as I put it, an inside job. Being in the now moment is so very important. You know, at peace, emotionally, I'd say neutral, loving ourselves. These, we feel, are the keys to an aspiring life, one that is balanced and full of joy. You know, we truly grow from the inside out. And today's show has a lot to do with that sentence, growing from the inside out in many ways. The title of today's show is Let Food Be Thy Medicine and Medicine Thy Food. That encompasses so very much. And, you know, living our purpose is our greatest gift to ourselves and to everyone around us. And we're able to live our gifts and our talents when we are walking in a healthy way, mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. We know that in today's day and age, sometimes this can be quite challenging. And at the same time, it gives us an opportunity to practice these things that we talk about on Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show each and every week. We also appreciate your input, your ideas, and your comments. Please keep those coming. That is happening by way of contacting us, which leads me into sharing with you our contact information at this moment. If you would like to give us a call, you are welcome to reach us at 216-533-2273. Again, 216-533-2273. Our web address is www.healthyreferral.com. Again, that's healthyreferral, spelled R-E-F-E-R-R-A-L.com. And I always have to kind of stop and chuckle because it isn't that I don't think people know how to spell referral. It's just that people spell it in different ways, and when they try to go to our website and they call us and say we can't get in, that's the main reason that we share the spelling. So again, it's healthyreferral.com. You can also email us at marciacm@yahoo.com. That's marciacm as in Marie at yahoo.com. We do have another email that is our overall email, and actually either one of those you can email, and the second one would be info@healthyreferral.com. Again, that's info@healthyreferral.com. However, we mostly use the marciacm@yahoo.com. Okay, today's show, as I mentioned, is in regards to let food be thy medicine and medicine thy food. And I thought that it would be great to go ahead and begin the show by sharing a little bit about something that we walk around in every single moment of every single day, of every single week, of every single month, of every single year, throughout our entire lives. And that is our human body. The other day I was talking to someone and we were discussing a number of things having to do with natural health. And I asked her this question. I said, do you have a car? She looks at me a little strange and says, well, yes. I asked her, do you ever go and take the car in to get a tune-up? And she says, well, yes. I said, does that tune-up include things like spark plugs being changed, air filter, you know, the oil being changed? And, of course, she's nodding her head in a yes response after each one, wondering what I was doing. And so at the end, I looked at her and I asked her, when was the last time that you did anything like that for your own body? And the look that I can receive back from people is quite amazing. In fact, it's a wonderful wake-up call. So many times people go, oh, my goodness, I am supposed to be doing some things like that for this body. And that old cliche, and I do mean, you know, it's been around for ages, and that is so many people take better care of their cars than they do their bodies. It is very, very, very true. On that note, I wanted to share some miraculous information about this body of ours. Much of this, many of you probably know or have heard before, but we're going to touch on it again. All right, so let's start with something like that the human body can perform amazing acts of strength and grace. So from, you know, the intensity of the stories that you hear when someone is in an area of an accident and they are helping by lifting a car off of a person, anything like that, those feats of action that our bodies can do. And yet the grace that they have in the form of, say, a ballet dance. Also, some other things, a baby has, and we all were babies, we all had close to about 800 bones, you know, that fuse together over a period of time, and the actual skeletal system includes more than 200 bones or so. It makes up about 18% of the body's weight by the age of 22, when we reach 22. And it provides, meaning human body provides us with a sturdy framework. You know, bone, for instance, is strong, yet light and flexible. The muscular system inside of us consists of nearly, if not more, than 700 muscles and makes up about 40% of our body weight. And, you know, muscles can contract or shorten. By contracting, the muscles enable the body to move. Thank goodness. Let's go to something else that's miraculous, the human eye. Like many parts of the body, rapidly adjusts to changes in, for instance, a darkened room. And the pupil of our eyes open wide, so it lets in more light. And if the lights are turned up, the pupil automatically shrinks within seconds. So that alone is absolutely amazing. The heart is a powerful pump, as you know, and it beats about 100,000 times each day as it sends blood throughout our entire bodies. Another extremely important part of us is the brain, which is one of the body's most usually considered complicated parts of our being. And the outer surface of the brain is made up of, this is absolutely amazing, of around 20 billion cells. And another interesting aspect is that there appears to be as many stars in our galaxy as there are neurons in our brain. Now, is that any accident? Of course not. It's almost as if we are a microcosm of the macrocosm, and that's why I said what I just said a second ago. I really, really feel that that is definitely so. We're all part of the universe, and all these different parts of the universe are made up of each other. A microscopic view, for instance, of our skin can show bacteria as tiny green balls. Countless bacteria live on our skin, and billions and billions and trillions of them, in fact. And these bacteria are pretty much harmless and are meant to be there unless they enter the body through a break in the skin, which can lead to an infection or inflammation. However, our skin, as you know, is our largest organ, which is another amazing feat when you really look at the skin and the miles and miles of skin contained in a particular on a particular body. And people sometimes call our body a machine. You know, you hear this every once in a while, although it's not something that we hear that often. But the most wonderful one ever built, I would have to say, if we're going to call it a machine. And of course, it really isn't a machine. It can be compared to one in many ways. For instance, like a machine, the body is made up of many parts. Each part of the body, like each part of the machine, does its special job that it's assigned to. But all the parts work together to make the body or the machine run very smoothly. So also like a machine, the body needs energy to work. In such a machine as, let's pick an automobile again, the energy comes from gasoline, for instance. In the body, the energy comes from air, water, sunshine, whole plant foods, movement, pleasure, and even passion. Another aspect that I'd like to share is that although the human body can be compared to this machine, it's far more amazing than any machine that was ever built. And it can do things that pretty much no machine can do. For example, the body can grow. And the body starts out as one little teeny, 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 teeny cell. That one cell over a 7-day period divides into two. 7 days later, it's four. Then, in periods of seven, it keeps doubling from four to eight, even 16 to 32, 64 to 128, etc. Quite amazing. And on the 40th doubling time, or let's say 40 weeks, which some refer to as 9 months, there are close to 10,000 trillion cells that make up the body. In time, this tiny cell, the very first cell, was developed into a body consisting of trillions of cells. tell me what kind of a machine can do that, right? And listeners, I want to again say that you're listening to Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show, produced by the Healthy Referral Newspaper. And I would like to take a moment at this time to tell a little bit about the Healthy Referral Newspaper. There are many people across the planet and our world who have become a part of the Healthy Referral Newspaper. We began in 1989, and in doing so, we created the Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show, along with the Healthy Referral Newspaper, our expos that I'm going to talk about in a little while in the show, and our affiliation with the Forever Green Whole Food Company that we're a part of and have been for quite a while, which I will also be sharing more about as we go along through the show. If you are a person who has a mission, a business that you are wanting to get out to the world, we would love to talk with you, to share with you how you can do that through both this radio show that you're listening to, Mind, Your Body, and Spirit, as well as our national and international full-size newspaper called The Healthy Referral. It is approximately 36 pages. It is an actual in-hand physical newspaper as well as online. I feel we have the best of both worlds by doing it that way. And I remember years ago, a person asked me, why don't you just go online and don't do physical copies? And I said, no, thank you. That's not something that I'm interested in, and I'm sure my business partner, Tom, wasn't either. I mentioned to the person that if you want to ask if I'm interested in both, you know, having the physical copy as well as online, then I would say absolutely. So some years later, approximately 3-4 years ago, that opportunity came to us. So the Healthy Referral Newspaper is also online, and I'm going to give you that information. You can kind of take a peek at it. It is www.newspaperdirect.com. That's newspaper, just as it sounds, direct, D-I-R-E-C-T, .com. So it's www.newspaperdirect.com. And you can put in Healthy Referral or just go to the USA section, and there's a couple different ways you can pull it up, but just putting in Healthy Referral will bring it up for you. You can read a few things on the front page. If you want to do more, it tells you how to do that. And if you want to just see a sample copy of the Healthy Referral, you can take this web address. We created this quite a while ago, and it is more specifically for people who want to see a copy emailed to them or whatever because they're interested in going into the paper or some other things possibly. So that copy that you can see is www.scribd, that's S-C-R-I-B-D, scribd. S-C-R-I-B-D, that's B as in boy, D as in David, .com, and then / Healthy Referral. Again, www.scribd, B as in boy, D as in David, .com, / Healthy Referral. Of course, it's all written together. And you will be able to see a past issue. In fact, the one that you can take a peek at is the one from the Winter Olympics in Vancouver. We were so blessed to have distribution there, as we are equally as excited that we will be having the Healthy Referral newspaper inserted in the London Telegraph for the Summer 2012 Olympics. That is extraordinary. We are so happy for that opportunity. And the London Telegraph is one of London's most read newspapers. It goes to many, many 4- and 5-star hotels, et cetera. So that's just something I thought I would share with you at the moment, since I was mentioning the squibbed copy from the Winter Olympics that we had a distribution at. Okay, so again, if you are a person who's looking for wonderful exposure for your business or mission, the healthy referral newspaper would be ideal. Also, you can learn how you can be interviewed on Mind, Your Body, and Spirit radio show. We normally have one or two interviews every week, and sometimes we take the week to do what I'm doing today, which is to share more about who we are, what we're doing, where we're going, and how you can be involved, and some other extraordinary information like we're covering about the human body, et cetera. Okay. All right. I would like to go ahead and slide back to sharing some of the things about the human body that we were touching on. And the other information is that the human body can also replace certain worn-out parts. Each day, several billion cells in our bodies die and are replaced by cellular division. Therefore, the way I say it is the body is always rebuilding itself. And that's why if you ever hear somebody say, well, the body can't rebuild, you know, they need to think twice. That is so, so not true. And I believe that we can actually rebuild or regrow things that so many people on the planet today just aren't aware of because they've been told otherwise. So, for instance, every 35 to 45 days, the human body replaces the outermost layer of our skin. That in itself is amazing. It's no different than a snake when the snake sheds its skin. Just that, you know, we do things a little differently. You don't necessarily notice it so readily and as easily. Now, the parts that I really wanted to get in today, since we were talking about the title of today's show being Let Medicine Be Thy Food and Food Thy Medicine, you know, people say that different ways. Some people say Let Medicine Be Thy Food and Food Thy Medicine. It all means the same thing. It really doesn't matter how you say it. But there's I'm just looking. I have the some information pulled up in front of me, and I had some communication going, and I just want to say thanks to the person that gave a little comment about how they appreciate the show. So we appreciate you as well. Thanks so much for your comment. So I was beginning to share a little bit about the different foods that enhance our bodies, minds, and spirits. Now, what exactly does that mean? Because so many people have not a clue to what that statement, you know, is trying to communicate. And why is that? Because so many people have been taken so far away from the natural naturalness of nature that they think that taking a pill and a drug, medication, and surgery is the only way to go. Now, here's some information about wonderful foods that can help in many ways, but I'm just going to choose a couple right now to let you know a little bit about the vegetable and fruit kingdom, the nuts, the seeds. An example, let me just pick one of the most favorites can be for people through centuries has been the apple. Now, Adam's apple keeps the cut, burn, and poison pushing doctors away. Now, what that statement simply means is that apples have many, many, many healing aspects. Now, apples protect and heal every body system, every organ and function. In other words, all 10,000 trillion cells can really appreciate when we eat apples. And I want to say at this moment, too, that it's very interesting that nutrition, health, well-being is so very simple. So very simple when we are living and eating according to nature. It is not meant to be difficult. It was never difficult. You know, there are certain entities in our world that have us think it is or feel that it is so that we can depend on everything outside of that, which, again, you know, could be the drugs, and the surgery and the medication and all of that. So back to the apple. Apples are, of course, as you know, are usually crisp, white fruit, you know, with red or yellow or green skin. And they range in taste from moderately sweet and refreshing to pleasantly tart, depending on the variety, of course. And the apple is a member of, now here's something that I know many people do not know, that it is a member of the rose family with a core that is, if you look at the core, you many times notice that it's sectional, okay, which means that it classifies it as a what's called P-O-M, as in Marie, E. Pomme is how some people pronounce it, fruit. You know, and apples are such commonly consumed fruits that it's easy to overlook their amazing and unique health benefits. Apples combine certain nutrients in a way that sets them apart from many, many other foods, and even other fruits, and makes them, meaning their, you know, being an apple, a food of choice for achieving a lot of health goals. And when it comes to heart health, for instance, all of us need to keep blood circulating around through our bodies. In fact, how about 1,776 gallons get pumped by our hearts every day. So apples contain a long list of what's called phyto, meaning plant, nutrients that function as protectors and inhibitors for antioxidants and very much support our heart health. Including in this first, I'm looking at, wow, even though I myself have read so much and learned so much through these years, I am still amazed when I see the kinds of information I'm sharing. Because as soon as they think I know, you know, so much about a particular topic, I find something else out. So the whole edible apple, I mean, who started to dissect the apple to eat it? You can actually eat the entire apple. In fact, if you're using a blender, one of the best things that you can do is have an organic apple. And if you want to take the stem off, that's fine. You know, wash it, of course, whether it's organic or not. And put the whole thing in there. And eat it and drink it or whatever you're making. You do not have to cut away fruits and so many vegetables. I'm not saying that it's never the case to do that. I'm just saying that so often we're throwing so much of the good aspect of it right into the trash. All right, let's choose another fruit, and then we're going to move on. This, again, this is functioning in regards to the brain and the nervous system foods, okay? So one other that we really, really love are blueberries. Today, as throughout time, you know, animals and humans have just loved blueberries. You know, to go and pick them from the bushes, and including blackberries. I knew that was always a favorite of ours. And, you know, they are so, so good. You can eat them like they are. You can make jelly out of them. You can freeze them. You can use them in the blenders. In human studies, researchers have found that blueberries help protect the brain, you know, from oxidative stress and reduces the effects of age-related conditions such as Alzheimer's disease or even dementia. Also, the researchers found that diets rich in blueberries significantly improved both the learning capacity and motor skills of the aging, making them mentally equivalent to much younger people. Another is that aspects, is an aspect of blueberry, is that it acts as a usual type of probiotic by blocking attachment of bacteria that cause urinary tract infections. Ah, see, now that's, you know, we always knew, of course, that cranberries are really good for prevention of urinary infections, but here's another one with the blueberry. They also contain chemicals that curb diarrhea and also have viral activity and are high in natural aspirin. There you go. So you don't have to pop an aspirin and pop a blueberry. That, as I said, was taken from the information in regards to brain and nervous system foods. Now, what has happened is that this is compartmentalized, let me try that again, for different foods for different parts of our body. So the respiratory system, you know, there are similar fruits and vegetables and nuts and seeds, and at the same time, some different ones. Okay, so what I'd love to do is to, excuse my computer, is to pick on a, I'm looking at this because I love these. Being Italian, we would fix these through growing up all the time. And whenever I can, still, I love making them, and that's your artichoke. Artichoke is actually a flower bud. That's right. And what is it a bud of? It's a bud of a large thistle-like plant, and it has only a few edible portions, as those of you who eat them know. The heart and the tender, fleshy portion at the base of the tough outer leaves. And the choke, as it's called, the C-H-O-K-E, which in fact means heart, of small artichokes is eaten whole because there are no hairs to remove, as there are in the case of the larger varieties. Interesting. I have the computer on so I can see any calls coming in with comments, and my volume is up. So you just heard of Ascent and updated. All right, back to the artichoke. There are artichokes and there are Jerusalem artichokes, which are a different plant and not an artichoke at all, nor from Jerusalem. So you hear the name Jerusalem, you just figure that it's, you know, from the country of Jerusalem. So Jerusalem artichokes are actually a tuber. True artichokes are members of the thistle family, as I mentioned. So since ancient times, the artichoke has been used for lungs, liver, gallbladder conditions, cleaning the lungs, blood, as well as the bladder. And actually, Egyptians highly prized it as a health and diet food, which is no surprise. The Egyptians were very up on so many wonderful things. Today, we know that the artichoke is very high in fiber, potassium, calcium, iron, phosphorus, and other trace elements important for a balanced system. It is known to positively help poor lung and liver function. You know, I remember a friend of mine some years ago who actually was following some of this process. And I remember they were focusing on getting the artichokes into their body. And I remember him talking about some of this. It's amazing how, you know, things come back again and again. So that is our wonderful, wonderful friend, the artichoke. And then we have, to pick one other one for the respiratory, how about raw honey? Now, this one definitely deserves a little more attention, okay? So I do honey, and I do the raw honey. And what does raw mean? It basically means that the honey hasn't been heated and cooked, whereby, you know, your enzymes and everything are then destroyed. So honey, the raw honey, is an awesome protector or inhibitor. We can also use the word antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal substance. Is the cough from an upper respiratory infection keeping children awake so often because of allergies or this or that? Well, it's suggested to try a dose of honey. Honey targets the lungs first, then assists the rest of the body. Honey prevents cancers and shrinks tumors. In the time of ancient Olympics, it was reported to eat special foods such as honey, dried figs, to enhance their sports performance. And recently, however, one group of researchers have actually investigated the use of honey in what's called ergogenic aid in athletes. And the study involved a group of 39 weight training athletes in both male and female. The subjects underwent an intensive weightlifting workout and then immediately consumed a protein supplement blended with either sugar, maltodextrin, or honey as a carbohydrate source. So the honey group maintained optimal blood sugar levels throughout the 2 hours following the workout. And in addition, muscle recuperation and glycogen restoration, which of course is your carbs stored in the muscle, was favorable in those individuals consuming the honey protein combination. Honey has also been used since ancient times both as a food and as a medicine. Agriculture, the practice of, there's a name given to the practice of beekeeping to produce honey, that is, and that is called apiculture. That's A-P as in Paul, I-C-U-L-T-U-R-E. So it's telling us that apiculture, the practice of beekeeping to produce honey, dates back to at least 700 B.C. And for many centuries, honey was regarded as sacred due to its wonderfully sweet properties as well as it was very rare back then. It was used mainly in religious ceremonies to pay tribute to the gods as well as to embalm the deceased. Honey was also used for a variety of medicinal and cosmetic purposes for a very long time in history as well. Its use in cooking was reserved only for the wealthy, since it was so expensive that only they could afford it. And for those listeners who are just tuning in, you are listening to Mind, Your Body, and Spirit radio show being produced and brought to you by the Healthy Referral newspaper, our national, international, full-size newspaper dedicated to you and everything that you're doing having to do with preventive natural health, personal growth, and positive news. If you're interested in knowing how you can become a part of the Healthy Referral, we would love to hear from you. You can email us, call us, whichever you'd like. You can reach us by phone at 216-533-2273. Again, 216-533-2273. Our web address, www.healthyreferral.com. That's healthy, R-E-F-E-R-R-A-L.com. You're welcome to email as well. MarchiaCM@yahoo.com. That's MarchiaCM@yahoo.com. MarchiaCM@yahoo.com. We are in the process of sharing with you in regards to Let Food Be Thy Medicine, Medicine Thy Food. We are focusing right now on certain foods that the Creator has given to us that we can use to go ahead and continue to be healthy and vibrant through our entire lives without necessarily reaching for the pills, the drugs, the medication, the surgeries. Something that we feel is so, so, so out of hand. You can see it on a daily basis by people who are using prescription drugs and dying, people who are going into needless surgeries, people who are going into hospitals picking up bacteria problems. I mean, it's one thing after another. So we are made according to nature. And I like to say we are made according to Mother, Father, Nature, both the male, female energy there. And we are meant to live and to eat as such. I was asking someone just yesterday, is your body made up of a bottle of pills? Is your body made up of, you know, drugs and medication? Of course, the answer was no, no. And I said, well, then, you know, what is it that people are so programmed that they reach for something like that before they reach for the things that are more natural? And Tom, my business partner, that's Tom Katowski, and I know that a lot of it is because so much of the preventive and natural methods have been buried through time, and they continue to be buried. Because what if everyone realized how simple it is to stay healthy? Then what would the doctors do? What would the hospitals do? What would be, you know, all the necessity of what they produce, because it's disease care, not wellness care, you know, would be jeopardized. So these are all things to, you know, think about. Do your own research. Become more awake. Back to our discussion about honey. What I wanted to say, in addition to what we already shared, is that the prestige of honey continued for millennia until one fateful event in culinary and world history, the discovery of toxic refined sugar made from sugar cane or sugar beets. Now, some people say, well, it comes from the sugar cane and beets. What problem is that? Well, it's the processing and the refinement that they do, okay? And again, you can do your own research on this. Once these became more widely available, they were in great demand, since they provided a relatively inexpensive form of sweetening. With their growing popularity, you know, honey became displaced by sugar for culinary use mostly. And since then, although honey is still used for sweetening, much of its use has definitely become focused on its medicinal properties and its use in certain confectionery dishes. The wound, now here, this is, years ago I heard about this, and I thought, this is such a gift, such a blessing. The wound healing properties of honey may be its most promising medicinal quality. Honey has been used topically as an antiseptic therapeutic agent, healing balm for treatment of things like ulcers, burns, wounds for centuries. One study in India compared the wound healing effects of honey to a conventional treatment called silver sulfadiazine in 104 first-degree burn patients. And after just about a week of treatment, 91% of the honey-treated burns were infection-free, compared with only 7% receiving the conventional treatment. And finally, a greater percentage of patient burns were healed more readily in the honey-treated group. So another study examined the wound healing benefits of honey applied topically to patients following things like cesarean sections and hysterectomy. Compound, you know, again, I'm learning as I've been doing the research myself, and I'm just amazed at the additional things I've been finding out about honey. So if you hear me kind of go, aha, or wow, that's because I am being wild here. Compared to the group receiving the standard solution of iodine and alcohol, the honey-treated group was infection-free in fewer days, healed more clearly and cleanly, and had a reduced hospital stay. And in patients with type 2, here's a great one, diabetes, natural honey caused a significantly lower rise in blood sugar than either dextrose or sucrose, which of course are refined sugars. So you can enjoy a little honey in your morning coffee, lunchtime yogurt, or afternoon cup of green tea. Looks like a daily spoonful of honey may help us belief need for medicine to go away. So in other words, the way they worded that is kind of interesting. Let's walk through that one again. They're saying, looks like a daily spoonful of honey may help your belief need, in quotes, for medicine to go away. Just a little different wording than I would say it as. So, okay, again, that was in regards to the respiratory system, some different foods. So we just ended with the honey. And let me see, there may be, you know what, there is one more. I mean, there are many more, but there's one more that has had a lot of conversation recently, and that's turmeric. All right? So this herb is amazing. It has, of course, for those of you who have eaten it, it's a very peppery, warm, and at the same time bitter flavor, and it has a slight fragrance to it, reminiscent of kind of like orange and ginger together. So turmeric comes from the root of the what's called curcuma longa plant. It has a very tough brown skin, almost, I'd say, well, it is tougher than ginger. I was going to say similar to ginger. And a deep orange flesh is the turmeric. Actually, you know, it's also interesting because they have different pronunciations. Many people can say turmeric and some say turmeric because it really is spelled T-U-R-M-E-R-I-C. And sometimes we're so used to just saying words that we don't even pay attention to how they're spelled. So the turmeric has long been used as a powerful inflammatory and remissive in both the Chinese and Indian systems of medicine. You can do some research in the Indian and Chinese medicine categories, and you'll find a lot about turmeric. It was traditionally called Indian saffron because of the deep, deep yellow-orange color and has been used throughout history as a condiment, healing, remedy, and textile dye. Many, many uses. Help for also cystic fibrosis sufferers. Curcumin, the major constituent of turmeric that gives the spice its yellow color, can actually correct the most common expression of the genetic defect that is responsible for cystic fibrosis. See, this is what we mean. We can do a study of food, which is according to nature, which is how we are made. And we have been given everything we need if we just take the time to tap into it. Once again, the reason that so many of us are walking the planet with not knowing this information is because we have allowed ourselves to be pulled so far away from nature, thinking that things have to be complicated or we have to study them for eternity. Well, if I'm going to study something for eternity, it would be something like this kind of information, because this is who we are. You know, these kinds of things that we share on mind, body, and spirit are about our mind, our body, our spirit, and emotional health. We are all of those things. So when we're working as a healthy unit, then we are vibrant and enjoying life. There is no need to suffer so endlessly like so many people are doing. And again, we just feel that the majority of that issue is because people are reaching so much outside of themselves instead of looking within. Look at Mother, Father, Nature, and you can find that it would be a lifelong study, a simple one, very easy to understand, because we are made according to these foods that we're talking about. And the foods are available to us because the creative energy made sure that we would have what we needed. And that's why these kinds of things exist. Now, there's different names given to what we're talking about today. Some of those words are description to be the eight principles of health. Some of it could be referred to as signatures. For instance, let's take the avocado. The avocado is shaped like a pear shape. Inside is a huge pit. It takes 9 months from the time that you plant an avocado seed for it to sprout and grow and bear fruit. It takes 9 months for that to happen. The key to this statement is that the nutrients in an avocado are extremely good for the reproductive system. So put those two together. It's amazing. Again, it's a principle of health or a signature, whatever you would like to call it. Another great one is the walnut. The walnut has a hard shell, like a cranial, like our cranial shell. And when you crack open a walnut, I always say that jokingly, the walnut, not your skull, you see the two hemispheres in there of the walnut, identical to what your brain looks like. And what are nuts, many nuts, and the walnut extremely good for nutrient-wise? You got it, the brain. These are called the eight principles. Actually, there's more than eight, but principles of health. Another description is signatures. Okay, the show goes by so quickly all the time, so I wanted to actually share something else with you. We're going to kind of stop with that aspect of it, and I'm going to share with you, let's see here. We have our affiliation with Forever Green, as I mentioned to you. And one of the things that is being focused on recently is what's called the Raw Promise. Now, what does the Raw Promise mean? Basically, the Raw Promise is a way of eating whole, real foods, I'll say for 14 days or 28 days, whatever it is that one wants to do that. And it's for overall good health and well-being. Some and many people are using it to lose weight. Now, why are they losing weight? They're losing weight because they're giving their body what the body really wants and what the body can really use. Therefore, it's balancing them out. And they're finding that by balancing out, part of that balancing is that they're losing weight. There are stories after stories going on and coming in from the success that people are having. And this is very, very rewarding. So we wanted to mention this to you, the listeners, because we know that you, yourself, and people that you know in your family or friends and acquaintances are wanting to get to the root of their weight issues, or they're maintaining their weight issues, or of simply being healthy and balanced. And I like to stress that this is not just about losing weight. It is truly about balance, which then creates what is needed by the body. So the Raw Promise is something that we are talking with more people about, sharing the information. And I wanted to go ahead and give you a couple websites that you can jot down and check out some things on your own if you prefer doing that first. If you want to talk with us first, that's great. The website would be www.75720. That's 75720 / my forevergreen.org. So let me try that again. Actually, I think I might have given you, let me just make sure. I'm going to write this and make sure that I'm giving this to you correctly. 75720. Actually, it's 75720.myforevergreen.org. Sorry about that. So it's www.75720.myforevergreen.org. Once you get to that, you can go ahead and click through what comes up for you next, and you can look for the Raw Promise, as it is called. Now, there is another educational site that is really worth venturing into as well. And why is that? Because what's been happening with Forever Green is that the hemp seed, the nutrition of the hemp seed, is being put together more and more for people to realize the significant health opportunity by including the hemp seed into your daily eating. So what they've done is they're adding the hemp seed to what's called Pulse, which is 24 raw nuts and seeds and grains and berries. And actually, the Pulse is what makes up the raw promise. As you heard me mention a short time ago on the show, when I was talking about the raw promise, well, the Pulse, which is comprised of 24 raw nuts, seeds, grains, berries, is what is the main component of the raw promise. Okay. The website for the hemp information, and it's a fun, fun site. I know that you would enjoy it. It's www.75720.versativa.org. And that is spelled V as in Victor, ERSATIVA.org. So it's www.75720.versativa, V-E-R-S-A-T-I-V-A.org. Now, we are getting a lot of calls in for more information about not only Forever Green, but more specifically the Raw Promise opportunity. So we would love to hear from you. Of course, you can just ask questions if you want to understand something more about it. We can send you a couple extra links or whatever. All right. So again, you're welcome to call us. That's the Healthy Referral Newspaper and Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show at 216-533-2273. Again, 216-533-2273. And our email address, marchiacm@yahoo.com. That's marchiacm@yahoo.com. And we look forward to hearing from you with your questions and your ideas. We are getting such wonderful ideas for topics for the show. And if you go into our blogtalkradio.com/mindyourbodyandspirit, all written out, which is where a lot of you, of course, are listening to the show, you will also find that beside listening to the show live, you're able to go ahead and 24/7 just go in on the site and pull up any of the past shows. We're thrilled because this feature is giving so many more people an opportunity to benefit. And we know that this is being appreciated because of the numbers of people who are going in and listening to the archive shows. Actually, when you go to the link right on the homepage, you will see the on-demand, which basically means the archive shows. That's as you scroll down the main page. All right? So, again, let us know what topics you would like to hear, because there are amazing ones that are coming up in the next weeks and months. We're also wanting to let you know to stay tuned for more information about our... I'm sorry, I'm listening to the interruption for telling me what time the show has remaining. We are planning our 16th International Natural Foods and Health Expo, April 5th through 7th of 2013, in Orlando, Florida, at the Orlando, Florida Convention Center. So, again, you will be hearing more about that. And there are a group of us who have gone together to decide to do this time this year. But we have been doing it for 15 years, so this will be number 16. We love you a lot. We appreciate you a lot. And please stay tuned for next Friday, same time. That's 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time here on Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show.
arrested after 3 a.m. and was alcohol-related. Apparently, Fox, with his family, was honestly to a fast